Thank you so much. Indeed, it is time for the good stuff. It's Kim and Mike Burge, delighted to share a few minutes of good things.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to go online to visitvalentine.org. Check out many things to do, 50-plus things to do in Cherry County. Maybe planning a fall hunting trip at McKelvey National Forest, an ice fishing trip this coming winter, or maybe it's a spring turkey hunt, or your next summer vacation, golfing or kayaking in the Niobrara River area. Go to visitvalentine.com.
And since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News has established a strong reputation as a leading publication in the livestock industry. Make sure, if you're not already receiving it, that you check them out. You can go to tsln.com. You'll get the latest stories, sales reports, updates, and that's where you go to subscribe. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
This piece came from Janice in Wyoming. Just a note to say hello. So imagine if your day started each day with this. You should just read this every day.
I agree.
Before I start my day, couldn't help but drop a line to my friends here and away. As I sip my fresh brewed coffee, thoughts of you have crossed my mind. I'm sending morning greetings and hope your day is fine. Today is filled with sunshine, like the friendship we two share. My day will be just dandy. I'll pretend that you are there. I have to go for now, my friend. I have lots to do today. Just wanted to say good morning, and you have a great day. From Janice in Wyoming, thanks for sending that in to start our day on the good stuff.
Indeed. And I have a piece by Mike Daly, A Little Hill in Arlington. A little more serious, well, quite a bit more serious topic, but an important one. There's a little hill in Arlington where no bodies are interred, yet crosses dot the hillside and taps are sometimes heard. Unlike the unknown soldier, with unknowns in the ground, this little hill in Arlington is for soldiers never found. I grew up without a father. He was gone ere I was four, flying for the Air Force back in the Korean War. His plane was o'er the Azores. When communication ceased, the search went on for days and days. They never found a piece. My mother raised four children. Every day she learned to cope. She said, until a body's found, we'd never give up hope. The years went by just waiting, and my mother, bless her soul, held on until her very end to a grieving widow's role. For 50 years, we children had no resting place for Dad. Now, no gravesite and no marker, no closure ever had. Then on a little hill in Arlington, where no bodies are interred, we raised a simple white stone. Dad's taps were finally heard. My big sister got the folded flag, and we all shed the tears that had been bottled up inside for all those 50 years. Now, Dad, he has a resting place with other fallen sons on a quiet little hillside right here in Arlington. Again, that's by Mike Daly. Yvonne Hollenbeck sent that to us.
I'm going to lighten it up just a little bit here on the good stuff. A newcomer to Seattle arrives on a rainy day. She gets up the next day, and guess what? It's raining. It also rains the day after that, and the day after that. You know, Seattle that time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
She goes out to lunch and sees a young kid, and out of despair asks, "Hey, kid, does it ever stop raining around here?" The kid says, "How should I know? I'm only six."
Yeah, that's definitely a different climate. Indeed. Okay, here's another one. A guy walks into a bar and orders two beers. The bartender looks at him curiously. "One's for me," the man explains. "The other is for my poor sickly brother back in the old country. He's barely hanging on." The bartender nods sympathetically, and he pours him two pints of beer. This goes on for most of the night and the next night and the one after that. After about a week of drinking two beers at a time, one for him and one for his sickly brother, the man comes into the bar looking particularly downhearted and orders just one beer. "It's your brother, isn't it?" asks the barman. "No, nothing wrong with him," the man says, shrugging. "It's me. I've given up drinking." I don't think that worked out quite right. Not the way it was supposed to.
Not quite the way that they were going to do it. All right, folks, if you have something to send to us to share on the Good Stuff program, especially if it's about Halloween or maybe something coming up for Veterans Day as well, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And keep listening to this great radio station and the Good Stuff.